November 11th, 2014. I am your Jesus, born incarnate. I tell you solemnly, anything thought, word, or deed which does not support the truth of the difference between good and evil is not of me and is evil. You have been given the Ten Commandments and the commandments of holy love, whereby to make your choices and decisions. It is man's erroneous free will which tries to obliterate this clearly defined line between good and evil. Do not second-guess God's laws to suit your own desires. Leaders bear the responsibility before me to clearly mark the way of truth for all whom they influence. Leaders must not give in to public pressure or opinions, but must stand firm in their definition of truth. Leaders, secular and religious, are being called to unite their hearts to my most mournful heart. We must work together towards the victory of truth and the revelation of all evil. A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 4. Synopsis. Prayers, petitions, and intercessions should be offered for all men, but especially secular and religious leaders in authority. I desire, therefore, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in high station, that we may lead a quiet and a peaceable life in all piety and chastity. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Scripture verses asked to be read by Jesus.